Support for KPLU comes from Baird, a financial partner to families, businesses, foundations, and communities since 1919. Information is available at BairdSeattle.com. Robert W. Baird and Company, member SIPC.
Pianist Justin Coughlin is back in Seattle. His fantastic new Quincy Jones-produced albums called Dedication, a nod to his mentors, including the great trumpet player Clark Terry. Justin's studies with Clark in his last years was the subject of the award-winning documentary Keep On Keepin' On, which is now streaming on demand at Netflix. Justin is performing with Chris Smith on bass, Billy Williams on drums, Sean Lango at the guitar. Please welcome the Justin Coughlin Quartet.
Thank you.
The Justin Coughlin Quartet live in the studios here at KPLU. That's Sean Lango at the guitar, Chris Smith bass, Billy Williams at the drums. Justin, great to have you back on the show.
Man, glad to be here. I finally just
saw the documentary, Keep On Keeping On, with you and Clark Terry. It's been, in fact, I think it was a year ago, it was at the Seattle International Film Festival.
Yes, yes.
And it's just started streaming on Netflix, so a lot easier for folks that aren't near some of the cooler theaters that show these type of movies. But I have a couple questions about some of the things I saw in the movie.
Yeah.
There was a bit where you talk in the movie about struggling to find your sound, your individual sound, and I got to imagine that on the piano, that's got to be one of the toughest instruments to find a sound on.
Yeah.
How is that coming along for you?
Well, it's always going to be a work in progress, I think. I think during the film, it was something I worried a lot about and I stressed and I had a lot of anxiety about. And I think I've realized, spending time with Clark and getting advice from him, just enjoy the process, you know. And it is a tricky thing. Especially on the piano, but listening to people that I admire a lot, like Mulgrew or Oscar, mm-hmm. Art, they considered it, and I guess I learned it when I was at school and Mulgrew was at the program at William Patterson, mm-hmm. because he'd sit down out of these, you know, not very great pianos, you know, they're pretty terrible, and he would make them sound like it was him playing just a beautiful instrument. I thought, right. Oh my gosh, you know, that's where it really hit me, and it's something that can be done. You really can develop your own sound. So it's something that I'll always be working on.
Right on. Now, you touched on this a little bit with that answer. It's brought up in the movie, especially leading up to the Thelonious Monk Institute competition, mm-hmm. about that anxiety, that stage performance, that big brain getting in the way. You just can't stop thinking sometimes. Certainly, I was up this morning taking a shower thinking, what am I going to talk to Justin Coughlin about? I get that, too. And I wonder, you kind of mentioned that you got to be able to let that go and let yourself make mistakes, right?
Yeah, it's something that Clark articulates very well, is just about getting on the plateau of positivity, being positive. When approaching being on the stage, I can think about all the things that could go wrong or the ways that I could mess up, or I could just think about being grateful. You know, about actually being able to be on stage. That's a real gift, a privilege, you know, to be able to do something that I think we all love very much, and to be able to share it with people, I think. So it's like change your focus. I think that helped a great deal.
Right. One of the really entertaining parts of the documentary Keep On Keeping On is the scenes with you and Clark singing along and learning songs and things like that. Clark had an unusual way of teaching where he would sing and kind of almost do his mumble scat to teach you melodies, mm-hmm. and it seemed like you took to that pretty easily.
Yeah, it's a language. You got to spend some time with it, though, for sure. It was quite a trip, especially later on, I think, when his also, you know, his hearing wasn't great, mm-hmm. At that time, so we would have all kinds of little things where he'll be singing, and he usually his pitch was really good, you know, just always on. I mean, he'd start singing a song and it would be exactly in the key, but sometimes it would drift a little bit. And I you know, you see in the movie I'm playing on a keyboard all the time,
right?
And I'm thinking, I can't get to that key. you need to either shift up or shift down. But you know, you just got used to it, and it is something you spend time with. And I think any of his students would be able to attest to that. You know, you're in there. We all sort of get attuned to it.
Right. Now, Clark Terry, one of many wonderful teachers you've had, as we find on the record, dedicated to a lot of your mentors and mm-hmm. Your influences. Mulgrew Miller, another one of your big teachers. And I wonder if being able to work with such great teachers as that has made you interested in teaching yourself.
Absolutely. I think that's a big responsibility for a lot of musicians. You don't have to be a quote unquote, I guess, teacher in the school, but it can be in any kind of capacity to be willing to share. I think that was Clark's whole life. He mm-hmm. just was open to teaching, and obviously he was involved with universities, but he'd also be teaching from his hotel room or from the airport. Or on the way to a gig, he was always open. Anybody who wanted to ask a question, he would be willing to share time with them. So that's the example that I want to be able to follow. You know, I have a little bit of experience, but not a whole lot, but I could, you know, I'd be willing to share that, and hopefully down the road I'll be able to share even more.
All right, let's give these cats some more experience. Justin Coughlin at the piano with his quartet live on KPLU.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sean.
The Justin Coughlin Quartet live on KPLU with Sean Lango at the guitar, Chris Smith bass, Billy Williams at the drums. Justin, this band is sounding fantastic.
Oh, thanks.
Got some
a lot.
Good
yeah.
cats here with you.
Oh,
good.
Yeah, they're
Can you tell
good.
Us about putting this band together? Some of them you've known for a while.
Yeah, so Billy and I have known each other for a long time now.
Man,
long time. 15 years. That's crazy. Too long.
Okay.
We went to high school together, and we both went to the same arts program, Governor School for the Performing Arts in Virginia.
Ah, yeah.
And we studied with some great teachers. Jay Sennett was one of them. He wrote a song for him on this record as well. Mm-hmm. And we basically grew up, with jazz together, and I've always kind of liked having him around. So he's with us. Chris, I met probably about 3 years ago through another good buddy of mine. His name is Corey Fonville. He's another drummer from Virginia, and met Chris and just loved his playing, but also loved being around and just a good dude to be around. And Sean, our guitarist, I met at William Patterson. He's a student there, and I was always struck by how a musical he was. I really, really dug his sound and just his approach to music. And so that's the fellas. And of course, Candy is the MVP, I think, of the band.
The fifth Beatle.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the one that everybody really comes out to see, but we deal with it. But yeah, it's a blast. I love playing with these guys. It's one thing to have great musicians, but it's for me, it's even more important to have people that you can get along with, good people. Have good people, because when you're on the road, it's very important, I think.
Yeah, spending a lot of time together, not on stage.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. So I'm just thrilled.
The new album Dedication is all originals, and we started the set today with a standard. But I wonder if your emphasis right now is on more writing. Are you writing originals more?
Yeah. Well, that's one thing that has helped me, in finding the sound that I want to project. Mm-hmm. And the piano. Writing is this really cool process of when we improvise. I don't know who said it. It's a quote that I was always told when I was learning. It's improvising is composing sped up, and then composing is improvising slowed down. And I think that's very accurate. And sitting down to compose has given me the opportunity to find out what I like and what I don't like. So the whole idea of the record was to be able to say thank you to all these teachers and friends. I got a song for Billy on there because he's been a great friend to me. But the overall arc for me is to give thanks to God. So that's this last number we're going to play. It's a sort of a folk influence type of song, but it's simply entitled Thank You, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.